And now it's time for Your Career with Mike Palumbo. If you'd like to talk to Mike about your career situation, call 323-580-5738. Now, here's your host, Mike Palumbo.
How to prepare for a second interview. Well, congratulations. You've made it to a second interview. Now what? Well, you need to be prepared and ready for more specific and detailed questions. First interviews are typically more about getting acquainted, getting to know one another. Okay, it's more general in scope. It's just kind of get to know one another. And they're looking for chemistry matches, cultural matches. Every company has their own culture. They're looking to see if you match and you would, quote unquote, fit in with their company. When you're called for a second interview, that means you pass that first impression test. Okay, you all heard about making a good first impression. Well, if you get called for a second interview, that means you've passed that first impression test. And every company has them. At least at this point in the process, the company likes you. The company likes you. So that's the good news. When you're preparing for the second interview, I want you to research everything you can about the company. If you didn't already, you should have already done that for the first interview. But for the second interview, you must prepare and research everything you can about the company, the ownership of the company, the current projects they're involved in, the current officers within the company, what areas of the world they work in, their offices, anything and everything you can about this company. And keep digging. Dig as deep as you can. I want you to be armed with this research because you're going to be asked specific and detailed questions in this second interview. That's right. They will be asking you more detailed and specific questions, and I want you to do the same. It's a two-way street. We've talked about this many times. The company's interviewing you. You must interview them. You must be prepared. Your knowledge of the company is where you're going to stand out in a second interview and set yourself apart from the other candidates you're competing with for that position. When you're asking detailed and specific questions in the second interview, frankly, it's just going to show how important this position and going to work for this company, if you decide to do so, means to you. Okay? You're going to show how important it is to you. I hear companies will call us after a second interview and say, man, we interviewed Sally last night, and boy, she had a lot of questions for us. And what's going to feed that is the first interview. While you're interviewing for the first time, in lower-level positions, you can get offered one interview hires, okay? Lower-level positions, one interview hire. Middle manager, 2-3 interviews, typically. Higher-level positions, it gets even more complicated. Executive-level positions, you're going to be probably asked to go to dinner with you and your spouse. They're going to do a lot of checking you out, how you act in social settings. It can be very, very specific. So I want you to be prepared to ask a lot of specific questions and detailed questions about them, about this position. It'll show how important this is to you. Don't just sit there and ask their questions. Don't just sit there and ask, answer whatever questions are thrown at you. Believe me when I tell you this. your actions, if you do it like I just said, will not go unnoticed by this company and by these interviewers. I've had candidates hired because they showed interest. They asked a lot of questions. They asked detailed questions and maybe questions they have never been asked before. And I've had companies tell me they like this. Okay. They like this. Okay. You could look, the company's stuck with them. The people you're interviewing with within this company, they're stuck. They're stuck. They work for that company. You, on the other hand, can interview with this company. You can interview with another company. You can go take your talents, so to speak, somewhere else. So you need to act like that. Act like that. Don't bluff. Do it. Do it. So put them on the hot seat. Ask them questions that you know that these other candidates are not asking. I will tell you, they don't. Especially people that are out of work. You know, they tend to sit on their hands and not want to do anything to screw up the interview. Do not do this. You're making a mistake if you do this. I want you to take the gloves off and ask a lot of questions, detailed questions, about them. It shows how important this means to you. I said that twice now, maybe three times. Am I hammering home this point to you? You have to act like your life depends upon it, okay? And plus, if you're leaving a company that you do not like, if you're leaving a position that you do not like, or if you're currently out of work, but you're out of work because you left a company or were let go from a company, and there were things that you did not like about that other position, that other company, it's very important that you don't make the same mistake again and repeat the process. So if there's certain things you didn't like about your last company, those would be things I'd be asking them. Now, I want to caution you on one thing. I'm not talking about, what are your hours? What are your benefits? What is your vacation policy? No. Specific to the position. Specific to the company. You understand? So things like that would be, there's so many examples I can give you, but basically you want to know specifically whatever role you are in, and there's too many positions to go into here. This would be a long show, but basically you want to ask specific questions, detailed questions to your position, to your company. Don't think that they're going to be rattled by this and think that you're asking too private questions. People ask questions of you when you're interviewing, don't they? They want to know how you do things. They want to know about you. You need to ask them questions about them and specifically about their culture, how they do things. Because every company, again, has a certain culture about them. Some companies you'd fit in fine with, some you wouldn't. And so you want to make sure, if you're unemployed or you were let go, that you don't repeat the process and join a company that's similar to what you just left. Or if you're currently in a position, there's things you don't like, you would make a change, but they would have to be different. Things would have to be different, okay? So I want you to ask a lot of questions, and this will not go unnoticed. Believe me, the interviewers and the company, the people within that company, it will not go unnoticed. Your questions and knowledge of their company will set you apart from the other candidates that you're competing with for this position. Just like in the first interview, you don't want to discuss money. Again, don't ask about benefits, hours, things like that. If the company brings up these issues and goes over their benefit package for you, that's fine. And I'll have companies say, well, we pay this, we do this, and da 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 da. 9 paid holidays a year, 2 weeks paid vacation, blah, blah, blah. Just sit there and listen. Just sit there and listen. Okay? But you do not bring this stuff up. Let them bring it up. You need to stay focused on evaluating the company and this position. Believe me when I tell you this. By doing this and acting like this, you're showing your professionalism. You're showing that the company... you're telling the company or showing the company that it isn't just about money. with you. It's more important to you that it's a good fit. See how that is? Companies are evaluating you to see if you're a good fit for them. But you have to be doing the same thing. You have to be doing the exact same thing. Exciting, isn't it? This is like, wow. Okay. It's a subtle difference between sitting there and answering questions and going in there and taking charge and asking questions. So, do you have any questions? Yes, I do. Boom, 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 boom. Okay? If you handle the second interview like this, the company is going to love you. They are going to love you. Now, does this mean you're going to go work there? No, it does not mean you're going to go work there. It means you're going to be gathering more information, more detailed information from them to make a good, sound decision when they do extend you an offer. And this company, if you handle yourself just like this on a second interview, the company will love you. I hope this helps all of you out there with this issue. For more career tips, go to AskMikePalumbo.com.
Thanks for listening to Your Career with Mike Palumbo, a presentation of the Career Radio Network.